ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
You dress like you dropped out of high school, don't you?
I think I dress pretty cool, actually.
I might be old, but I can tell you that is not cool.
Yeah.
Sorry, Nina, you were saying?
Gee, I do love this. This is very nice. You've charted up real nice.
Oh, thank you, Maureen. That's very kind of you to say. Well, I thought I'd put a bit of extra special effort in today because we have Nina Oyama coming on as our special guest.
And why is this...
Well, I want to impress her, you know, because she's on the telly. And I was thinking it'd be nice to chat to her and see if she could help us get onto, you know, a bit of a real program.
I really agree, because
I'm
starting to get really sick of not working with professionals. These people that they come in just before they start listening into us. I'm not sure they've actually worked on a TV.
Shall we get started now? Do you want to roll the cameras? Thank you.
Well, nowadays I just keep all my passwords in the book in my bedside table.
Right.
And the nurse said, she's like, give them to me, love. I'll take them home, look after them.
Right.
Thank you very much.
That's kind.
Because
of
this.
Oh, hello, and welcome to the program. Another cuppa with Granny Bingo, where we suck the tea of Australian culture through the chocolate biscuit of, well, we talk to people basically. Today we are joined by actor, comedian, writer, director, Nina Oyama. Hey, hello, Nina, and welcome.
Put it there, mate. Good on you, mate.
Yeah, well,
nice to see you. Can I make you a cup of love?
Yeah, I'd love one.
How do you like it, love?
Oh my gosh. That's okay. I don't need one.
I'll have one. Thank you very much.
Are you?
It's good for you.
Okay.
Well, she jiggles the tea bag as she pours.
gets that last little bit out. And in this economy, love, you have to.
Now, Nina, love, tell me, you're an actor, you're a comedian, you're all over the arts and that sort of thing, and you're doing very well. I see you pop up on the telly every now and then when I accidentally flick over to the ABC. But I want to go back a little bit further and learn a little bit more about little Nina.
What did your parents want you to be?
They actually had really low expectations of me because I dropped out of high school and they were sort of like, just work at McDonald's forever.
You dress like you dropped out of high school, don't you?
I think I dress pretty cool, actually. I think this is...
I might be old, but I can tell you that is not cool.
Yeah.
Sorry, Nina, you were saying?
I went to Bathurst. It was a theatre and media degree, and I really wanted to work in television, and so I got there, and then they were like, psych, it's just all theatre.
And that's interesting, because in this lovely, beautiful, big brown country of ours, we have some fantastic tertiary education acting schools. We've got NIDA, we've got WAPA, you know, all sorts of places that people travel all around. I've never, ever heard of anyone going to Bathurst to study acting. Do many people do that?
They actually do. Like,
really?
Do you know Brendan Cowell?
No.
Do you know Phil Lloyd? He was on Review with Miles
Governor
Bart.
General.
No. He's like a actor. Trent O'Donnell. He's an Emmy-winning director who did Hacks.
No.
Hamish McDonald. He was on the project.
Do you know Val Lehman? Are you familiar with Val Lehman? Maggie Kirkpatrick?
I'm not sure.
We're speaking a different language here, aren't we?
Are they real people?
They are real people and they're still with us. And I know that Maggie will be at home watching today. Hello, Maggie. What would you say is your favourite thing about Bathurst?
I think my favourite thing at the time was just smoking weed. Like, I think that really got me through my theatre degree. It's like a plant that grows in the ground.
Okay.
It's
and
the
if you...
It's
marijuana.
You know, your grandson got in that trouble with the... Yes. You're painting an interesting picture of Bathurst, I have to say. So we've got this acting school that produces nobodies and you, and they're all smoking joints. Yeah. It's a dangerous place, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah, I think you nailed it. Well, there's also the car races, the Bathurst 1000 races.
Well, it's funny you talk about the racetrack there because my son, Eric, he's a race car driver and he's done Bathurst lots and lots of times. Did you struggle to sleep with all the cars flying through the forest at 100 miles an hour?
Not really.
Because you were stoned, I suppose.
I was pretty vague.
Now, we touched on the fact that you've done some work on television and stuff, and you're doing very well for a young woman your age who's constantly stoned.
Oh, thank you.
I'm sure that you're on a program on the Auntie called Utopia, which, as I say, I haven't had a chance to watch it because I refuse to watch the ABC. Yeah,
it's not for me.
But I am intrigued by it. I want to know what if you were to build a utopia, what would your utopia look like?
Great, that's a fantastic question.
Oh, that's good. I think my utopia would be like a place where they fund the arts, you know? Uh-huh. And there's lots of queer people and lots of people of colour and they're all really horny for each other and just making TV shows and art that's like naked people and stuff. Well, yeah.
I don't know.
Lots of like gay clowns, I think, you know, wearing strap-ons, yeah.
You should live in aged care. That's pretty much what it's like.
I've just been at the comedy festival and I've seen heaps.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, funding the arts when I was younger was a beautiful thing. It was quite a noble thing to do, to fund the arts.
You help Albert Namajira some money for a beautiful new portrait.
Yes, or, you know, the lovely, the Pratt family, or, you know, sponsor a new wing on the Arts Centre or something like that. Yeah. I'll be quite honest with you. I think we need to defund the arts. You go to these festivals these days, it's blokes running around in frocks. It's
silly voices,
silly costumes, horrible makeup, very, very poor makeup. I think we need to defund the arts, if I'm honest. The rest of it I don't mind the sound of.
Mm.
Running around in the nutty, that sounds fun.
You'd agree.
Oh, yeah. With defunding? No, I don't. I don't agree with defunding the arts. I think we should fund it
more. What about this? We sort of merge sort of Maureen's utopia, which is Bathurst, with your utopia. So we have your gay, clown, people colour, whatever you were talking about.
The people colour, yes.
Running around. And then we've got the cars.
Yes.
Racing around, chasing up.
Little tiny cars with clowns in it.
Oh, so yeah, and you can put lots of gay clowns in every car.
Every car. And they're all running around chasing after each other, running over, crashing.
I don't know if Bathurst is my utopia. My utopia is a fast food restaurant that actually has a soft serve machine working.
You're right, Clem. Do you need a little break? We can have a little break.
Did anyone just see the biscuits move?
No.
Oh, another lady came in and just took them.
That'll be Caroline Springs. Don't touch that. We'll have it disinfected.
But she took the ones that no one likes, the lemon ones.
She knows what to do.
What do you mean people don't like the lemon ones?
Nobody likes the lemon
ones. You lost your mind.
Orange ones and the lemon ones, they're always the last ones to go. They're like the last kid to be picked for the football team of the mouth.
Speaking of the lemons that are always last to be picked, you were in deadlock, weren't you?
Yeah, I was in deadlock.
Yes.
It's on Amazon.
Ah.
Do you know what that is?
So you've got to order it on Amazon.
A drone flies in with a video
with
and
the DVD
I pop that.
And you pop that.
Is that right?
No, it's like a website and you type in, it's Amazon Prime Video.
We aren't very good with computers, but we've got Gwen in the IT department at Granny Bingo. I'll see if she can tape it off Amazon.
That'd be good.
No, you can't tape. It's on streaming.
So you're on...
You just click on the website
darling,
and then it's
darling,
there.
Darling,
you can watch
we're
it.
Not going to watch it.
I'm not going to watch it. I was trying to be nice to you, Nina, but tell me about it. So you did the first one you filmed down in Tasmania,
yeah.
And then the next one you filmed up in Darwin, and you studied in Bathurst.
Yes.
Have you ever thought about sort of doing something in the arts in a real city or a nice area, somewhere where I could go. You know.
Well, I've done the Melbourne Comedy Festival before. Is that a real city?
Everyone's done that.
Yeah, it was a real city until it got overrun.
With bike lanes.
Tell me, Nina, you know, I was doing some research on you before you came on the program, and I have to say that I've never seen on someone's Wikipedia page a three-word personal life section. Have you seen this? Do you know what it says? It says, if you go to Nina's profile, you go down, scroll down to personal life, it just says, Oyama is bisexual.
Oh.
Three words.
Oh, I'm sorry. That must be very tough on your family too, you know. One day she's crying, the next day she's happy as Larry.
That's bipolar. But I have that too, actually.
Oh. What is bisexual?
Bisexual is like when you like all genders.
So bisexual is you like all everyone. So all right. So for example, I like Maureen.
Yeah.
But I also like Barry Crocker.
You're bisexual.
Does that make me bisexual?
You're a bisexual queen.
By pride.
Yes.
How does God feel about bisexual, do we know?
Well, I think God is bisexual.
You think God is
straight
bisexual?
Straight up, why would God create... why would God create, like, people that could do every matter of things if...
God, so your argument is God, because God created sort of beautiful men and beautiful women and beautiful Reese Nicholson, that means that God must be a bisexual.
Oh, for sure.
Right.
Like, and a pervert.
I could say the same argument. God also created your Donald Trumps, you know.
Mm-hmm. So, I think God's horny for everyone, including Donald Trump. And they're not the type of person I would go for, but I think God...
But you're bisexual. I thought you like all of them.
Yes.
I do, but it depends on
There's
the person.
There's some holes starting to appear in the story.
That's what you'd say when you discover you're bisexual, wouldn't you? There's holes appearing everywhere. And we might take a little break before we move on to the next segment. I need to do some research. Hello, and welcome back to the program. If you're just joining us, we're joined today by actor, comedian, and professional bisexual, Nina Oyama from Bathurst. Nina is a very influential person in the arts, aren't you, love?
I wouldn't say that.
And Maureen and I, well, to be honest with you, we're desperate to get off the ABC. We're glad to have brought a little bit of class to the place, but we're hoping to sort of break through with our very own, I don't know, gritty drama.
Yes, and I think that, and I'm also looking forward to earning a meaningful amount of money.
That's right.
Oh, that you're not going to find that in TV. Just
we're aiming a little bit higher than the sort of stuff that you've done.
Yes, exactly.
I think.
But we thought you might be able to put some good words in with some people. Essentially, what we've done, Nina, we're part of it. We have a little writing club here at the home. We meet in the common room Tuesday afternoons. We all get together and we brainstorm some ideas. Maureen and I have sort of commandeered the writing group.
Oh,
and
great.
And we've been working on a script. It's about our lives. And there's actually a part that we've written with you in mind.
Oh. Thought we'd get you on the casting couch.
Well, we might have a little read of our script, if that's all right. So, Nina, I've got a copy for you here. I hope you like the part that we've written for you. It's the role of Mrs. Davidson, who is the managing director of the nursing home that we live at. So our characters are named Edith and Maureen, but you'll be playing Mrs. Davidson. She's a real bitch. She's real cold-hearted. She's the villain of the piece.
Because, you know, when you cast, you usually look for someone with that a similar, you know, energy to the character.
Exactly.
Right.
That's
sort of
right.
Feel like you're...
That's right.
Me
she's
a real
lonely, cold-hearted bisexual bitch.
Oh, she's bisexual?
Yeah, I think...
Well,
yeah.
I'm so glad that the casting
I think we'll
has been
add that in. We're trying
authentic.
To make it queer.
Yes.
Yeah. You are?
Yes, and you're... Anyone that's about to write in and complain, you're allowed to say that again now.
Yes.
All right?
That's
so
it now.
Do you mean queer as in like queer, like gay, like LGBTQI, or do you mean like queer as in like a...
Strange. Weird.
No, well, whatever you... However you mean it. All right, here we go. Let's get...
I don't think you can say it in
We're talking about the same thing.
Yeah, okay.
Focusing, please. Quiet on set.
That drawer is empty.
Mrs. Davidson!
Why are you emptying out drawers like that?
Don't play dumb with me, lady. I can throw you out.
No, please.
As of this moment, you are no longer housed here. And I have come out victorious. Now pack your bags.
Oh, and sing. Brava, brava, brava.
Really
well done, everyone. Gee, so, that felt good. Felt good.
It feels
it?
Weird acting out your own life.
It doesn't it?
Honestly, this is great stuff. I mean, this is a cliffhanger ending. That's what Netflix loves. Netflix won't buy anything without a cliffhanger ending.
Really?
But I'm like, what happened?
I was hoping you'd say something like that, Nina, and you'd take the role, would you?
You'll have to talk to my agent.
Yeah, absolutely, of course. But you're happy for me to say that you said that you are very interested.
Just give my agent a call. You know,
I'll give them a call, of course. Yeah. But you're
we'll call.
I think she's after my role. Do you reckon, now that you've had a little read of the script, Nina, and you're obviously a huge fan of it and very desperate to be in the show, do you think that maybe some of your contacts, Rob Sitch, you know Rob, don't
yeah.
you? Do you think that Rob might be interested in helping us get it? Or maybe the Cates, maybe
yes.
Kate McLennan.
Yes, they're not doing anything.
Come down and give us a little hand making...
You only get so many favours and...
Yes, but you're very keen on this one, aren't you? Yes. Rob's number.
Yes. I do have Rob's number.
Yes. I could call Rob and all the Kates.
I could do your voice because I'm a good actor. Yes. I could be like, hey, man, hey, I'm just at the skate park, baked off my tits, brah. Hi, I met, something like that.
I don't sound like that.
Yeah.
Do I sound like that?
Yeah. Oh, very much
hi,
so.
My name's Nina. Yeah. Oh, I was on Utopia.
Yeah, give me another blunt.
We're hoping we'll settle for nothing less.
I would say that, actually.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, I think we've all learnt a lot about the film industry and what it takes to be a comedian how little it takes to be a comedian today. Thank you all so much for joining us for another episode of Another Cuppa with Granny Bingo. Our guest today has been Nina Oyama. Hooroo! Hooroo! Ta-ta! Wave, Nina.
Say goodbye to everybody.
Hooroo!
Bye.
Another cuppa, love?
Not for her. I'm going to have one, though.